This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
This production contains scenes of graphic violence and strong language, which some listeners may find offensive.
I'm so sorry.
Pierce, where are you going? Come back!
Let him go.
But...
he did what he had to do. He's going to have to live with that. Just like the rest of us.
To shoot your own brother.
We should get moving. Something may have hurt that shot.
Well, what about...
Chase?
Yeah, I mean... are we just gonna leave him? Like this?
Shot dead in the middle of the road?
He turned. Who's one of them?
You don't expect us to bury him or something.
No, but...
Franklin, that monster just attacked me.
I know. But leaving him in the middle of the trail and... when Pierce comes back...
Maybe Frankie's right. We shouldn't just leave him like this. He was horrible, but... he was a scout, a scorpion... and Pierce's brother.
Seriously? He wasn't even human anymore. And I thought you hated Pierce.
I know. But if it was one of my brothers, no matter how rotten they are, he doesn't deserve this. No one does. We can at least cover him and mark the spot, in case Pierce comes back.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Alright, fine. But let's do this quickly.
Good job, Blaine.
Carmen, Ruby, gather some brush to cover him.
Okay. You sure he... or... it's dead, right?
Yep. Those things still use their lungs. It's why the devil's breath worked on the others.
Still, hook his backpack with the flag. We'll drag him over.
He's heavy.
Just a little further.
Somehow, even like this, he looks less scary than he did when he was alive.
So Pierce will know.
Blaine planted the scorpion flag at Chase's feet. This was the moment when someone could have said something for Chase, like we did for the other scouts. But no one did.
Come on.
We don't want to wait for Pierce?
I got the rifle. Let's just go. We need to keep moving.
Just like that, we grabbed our packs and started back on the Trans-Catalina Trail towards Avalon, somehow feeling nothing and everything at the same time.
We're alive. Scout's Honor. Written by Elisa Elliott and K.C. Wayland. Chapter 4. Make a Toast. Part 1 of 2.
We walked down the trail in silence for a long time. I think we were still all trying to process everything that's happened. Our world's changed in the blink of an eye. I know Zach doesn't really think there's a cure for whatever this zombie disease is, and that they aren't really human anymore. But looking at their faces, it's hard to forget they were once humans, friends, even brothers. If we ever make it off this island, how are we gonna live with what we've done?
I feel weird.
Are you sick?
No, not weird like that.
Like, I'm not really sure what the point is anymore.
Of what?
Of all this. Hiding in fish huts, hiking for miles, trying not to be killed by a monster. Or turned into one.
The point is to keep going. To survive. Get to Avalon and get back to our families. We can't give up.
We don't even know if your family will be there.
They'll be there.
Well, if they're alive.
What?
Well, what about after that? What if we do make it to Avalon and back to the mainland, and the disease or whatever is there too?
That's a possibility.
What do we do then? Just keep running until we're finally caught and we die?
No. We keep going. No matter what. I mean, we have to keep going. And survive. Because if we don't, no one will know what happened to the other scorpions.
Or the hiker.
Or the other campers.
Or Chase.
Okay, so it's our job to make sure that the story gets told, so that they're not forgotten.
I wouldn't want to go out that way, no one knowing who you were.
And think about it. If somehow we can survive, 5 kids, then we can't be the only ones.
Frankie's got a good point. Law of averages. It's a low average, but...
Thanks for that. I think I needed a little pep talk.
You want another candy? It always makes me feel better.
You insist. How much further is it to Avalon?
Let's see. I think it's about 12 or 13 more miles, give or take.
Oh my god, really? Can't we just cut across here?
Oh yeah, sure we can. Through the cactus fields, the devil's breath, the wild bison...
I know. I was kind of kidding.
Still, we'll never make it to Avalon today.
Then let's go as far as we can.
We'll go till we find a safe place to stay for the night.
Oh, I don't know how much farther I can go. My feet are killing me.
Am I back?
Should we just find some place where we still have light?
We may have just found it. Look, there's a clearing up ahead.
That might be the Rancho Escargo. Or something like that. I saw it on the map.
Aren't Escargo snails?
It's El Rancho Escondido. It means the hidden ranch.
Sounds like the perfect place to lay low for the night.
Could be. If it's empty.
Look, there's the main building.
Let's check it out.
Again, carefully. We don't know if anything is still down there. Where there were people, there are infected.
Come on.
Oh, grapes.
Those don't taste very good. They're just for wine.
Ugh. I didn't know there's a difference.
Guys, be quiet.
Look at the horses.
Ruby.
They're just so pretty.
This place used to be famous for breeding Arabians. My dad bought one for racing back in the day.
Are the horses supposed to be just out like that?
I don't think so.
Look, all the stable doors are open.
That's not a good sign. Well, those two horses stuck around, so maybe it's okay. Can we ride them? Hey, horsies!
Well, there goes that idea.
They're probably spooked.
I mean, who could blame them?
We walked through some vineyards and past the empty stables. As we got closer to the ranch, we could see it was pretty much just one big structure. We circled and cleared the back of the building, then came around the side and saw that it was shaped like a horseshoe. The middle courtyard was filled with tables and chairs.
Seems deserted.
What's all this for?
Tablecloths, candles, flowers.
One hell of a party.
It was a wedding. Mr. and Mrs. Condonado. Oh, they met at the theater camp here in a production of Romeo and Juliet. How romantic.
How would you even know?
I have the program.
What a week for a wedding, right?
They should have known the relationship was doomed from the start. To live like Romeo and Juliet is to die like Romeo and Juliet.
Just like in the story.
It's so sad.
I don't know if I'm more shocked at your total lack of empathy or the fact that you've actually read the play.
I'm more than just a pretty face.
He watched the Leo DiCaprio movie.
Of course he did.
What? I had a report due.
But we don't know what actually happened here. They might not have been attacked.
It appears as though they left in a hurry.
But no blood or signs of a struggle.
What if they were evacuated?
It's possible, but we should still proceed with caution.
Yeah, we haven't even seen the inside yet.
I'm just going to be glad if they have working bathrooms.
No kidding. The leaves have not been kind.
Looks like the door in the middle between the two flags is the main entrance. Stay close.
Cool door.
Shh. We don't know if anything's in here.
It's dark.
Where's the light switch?
If there's power.
Wait, I think someone might be in here.
Found it.
No, don't.
Oops.
Phew. Just some wedding decorations. What's this? Wheel spinner thing for the reception?
That's cute. Make a toast.
Well, at least they still have power.
That's a good sign. The main generators must still be running. They probably even have backups. One benefit to being on an island.
This must be the main office.
Wow. Look at all this stuff.
It's like a museum.
Told you. This place was famous for their horses.
So many awards.
Look, on the wall in the office. Those must be the keys to the hotel rooms.
Yes! We get to sleep in real beds tonight!
Sweet!
Boys' room? Girls' room. Blaine, catch.
Thanks, Carmen.
And there'll probably be showers.
Yeah, showers.
Frankie, get your head out of the gutter.
That's not what I meant.
Okay, let's keep checking before we get too comfortable.
Okay, so there are two sides of the building. Which way do we want to go first?
It's shaped like a horseshoe. Why don't we split up? Carmen, you and Ruby can go that way and then head down to the left wing. Frankie, Zach, and I will head out this way and check out the right.
Sounds like a plan. We should take the rest of the keys so we can check all the rooms. Here, your side is 6 through 10.
Do you think it's a good idea to split up?
So far, this place seems pretty deserted. One of those things would have heard us. It's a lot faster this way, and it'll be dark soon.
Okay.
Meet you back in the courtyard.
Oh, wait! Here, take this.
A kid's toy? It's a walkie-talkie.
So you can call us if there's trouble. Or whatever.
Good idea, Franklin.
Thanks.
Okay. Let's go.
Frankie's gonna save Ruby if there's trouble.
We're alive. We'll be right back after a quick word from our sponsor.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
And now, back to the show.
It's really quiet.
Yeah.
Ruby?
Whoa.
Come in, Ruby.
Turn it down.
I don't know how.
Ruby, can you hear me?
Got it. Yes, Franklin, we hear you. Loud and clear.
So does anything else that's hiding in here?
Is everything okay?
Yeah. We just got into the hallway.
Us too. Well, call if you need anything. Over and out.
Over and out.
Wait. Maybe we should have call signs. You can be Red Riding Hood.
Give me
and
that.
I'll be...
We're trying to be quiet here, Frankie. Only use the walkie if there's trouble, okay? Over and out. Boys, let's start checking rooms.
Girlfriend didn't feel like chatting?
What? I mean, she's not
my... Easy. Just messing with you, Frankie.
Shh. We don't know what's behind these doors.
Well, let's find out.
Huh. Laundry room.
It's empty. Between the fish guts, the salt water, and the hours of sweaty hiking, I will be back here later.
Don't forget the bison poop.
How could I? It hasn't forgotten me.
Let's keep going.
Big kitchen.
It looks clear.
Oh, nice. It's stocked.
This must have been for the wedding. The cake is still in here. And cold.
Mmm, frosting.
Hey, you'll ruin it.
I'm pretty sure they won't mind. I think the wedding's been canceled.
Oh, right. Well... Let's save it for dessert tonight. We can surprise the girls.
That's my boy. Always thinking of the ladies.
Besides, you don't want all that sugar on an empty stomach. The only thing we've eaten today was candy.
You sound like my mom.
Well, your mom was right. Let's keep moving. We can come back and eat as soon as we're done.
Okay.
Storage closet.
Storage closet.
Whoa. Not just any storage closet.
Told you those were wine grapes.
That's a lot of wine.
Keep going.
I'll remember this room for later.
Locked. I can't hear anything inside.
There's a number on the door.
Those two.
All the rest must be hotel rooms.
Great. Let's check them quickly so we can try out the shower. Grab key number 5.
Got it. All clear.
Nice. This will be our room.
This one's locked too. Number 6. 6 is clear.
Sweet. This can be our room.
The next ones are locked too.
Here. 7 is clear.
8 is clear.
Wait. This door's open.
Clear.
All the dresser drawers are pulled open. The bed's a mess.
Looks like someone left in a hurry.
I think you're right, Franklin. It's very likely this place was evacuated.
Just one room left.
Awesome, because that kitchen is calling to me.
Just one room left.
Awesome, because that shower is calling to me.
It's open.
It's open. What a mess.
Looks like they rushed out.
Yeah, after totally ransacking the place. Jeez, even the nightstand's turned over.
Well, I don't blame them. If they saw any of those horrid infected there.
Everyone be quiet.
It's coming from inside the bathroom.
Get behind me.
I see a hand.
She didn't see us. Duck behind the bed.
Something's in here. It's in the bathroom. Turn around and just be quiet. Ruby, what are you doing? Come on. Look at this. Ruby. Rope. It says here. Room!
Call the boys! Call the boys! Okay, hurry! You're trying! Shoot!
Jeez.
What's she wearing?
Why do you care what she's wearing?
It's just weird to see a zombie in high heels.
And a silk robe that says,
"Oh, dude.
Bride."
I guess everyone didn't evacuate.
If the bride's still here, then where's the...
Shit!
I think they found the groom!
The girls are in trouble!
We're in trouble!
At least she can't run with fancy shoes!
Those won't stop her for long!
Go! Go now!
Ruby, are you okay?
Yes, but it's coming after us!
Us too! There's another one!
Yup, it's Juliet! She is not happy her wedding was canceled!
Romeo too!
I told you they were doomed!
Here they come!
What do we do?
Blame the rifle!
They stopped. What are they doing? They're just staring at each other.
You think they still recognize each other?
Seems unlikely, but...
It's like they don't know what to do next.
Yes, it's what we were talking about before. Like there's a remnant of impulses, a final directive stuck in their minds.
English Brainiac?
Maybe they remember the very last thing they were about to do, and nothing else.
Like the scorpions following Chase. They were following him on the hike before they...
Exactly.
I have an idea.
Blaine?
No, I think this will work.
Do you have to shoot them?
Shh!
Don't you dare shoot a horse!
Hit the stable.
You almost hit the horses! They're running away!
Exactly!
Romeo and Juliet are going after the horses.
Gives a whole new meaning to so hungry you could eat a horse.
Gross.
Better than us.
At least they get to be together.
You realize they wanted to kill us, right?
I know. I'm a sucker for a happy ending.
That's a happy ending?
Joking aside, we should get inside. Anything else around here would have heard all that noise.
Why didn't you just shoot them?
If I did manage to kill one, then we'd have to deal with the other, and if Zack is right, I would have become very angry. This way just seems easier.
But the horses, they could have been all right out of here.
They were already spooked. We weren't going to get anywhere near those things.
Especially not now.
Let's just get in there and secure the ranch. We can make this place safe. Move stuff in front of windows, that sort of thing.
Good thinking.
What about something to eat?
There's a bunch of food from the wedding still. There's plenty.
So this place is gonna work?
Work? This place is perfect. We might actually have a nice night for once.
Thank God.
That was so good.
I'm glad all the wedding food didn't go to waste.
Oh my God, I love cake.
Yeah, we can all see that.
I actually think you may have a problem.
It's still clear outside.
You can keep checking, but I think we're okay here.
I mean, it is called the Hidden Ranch for a reason. It's pretty hard to find.
Be right back. I've got a surprise for you guys.
What do you think it is?
Knowing Blaine, something stupid.
Ta-da!
You found wine?
In a winery.
Yeah, there's a storage room full of it.
We're not actually going to drink it, are we?
Why not?
Well, firstly, we're not old enough.
Yeah, we can't get drunk. We need to stay alert and keep an eye out for those things.
We're not gonna get drunk. We're just gonna taste it.
I mean, as long as we only have a little, it'll be fine.
Yes! Now, how do I work this wine opener thingy?
Alright, let me handle that. Ooh, it's a 2003. That was a good year.
How do you know all this?
My dad's a wine connoisseur.
And his mom is a wine consumer.
Are we really gonna try it?
I've never had alcohol before.
Me neither. Have you, Carmen?
Technically, no.
But we did have it.
Was this last summer?
Maybe. What was her name? Oh, we snuck a bottle for... Oh, Ditsy Mitzi?
How could I forget?
Our old counselor? You never told me this.
Yeah, well, I found her stash in the floorboards and... Blaine and I took some wine.
But we couldn't get the cork out, and we didn't have a bottle opener.
So Blaine tried this thing he saw on TV, where you hit it with the back of your shoe.
Yeah, you're supposed to hold it sideways and hit it with the heel.
But it just exploded everywhere. It was hilarious.
We were laughing so hard, I thought you were gonna throw up.
We were lucky we didn't get caught. I was covered in it. I guess you had to be there.
So, Blaine, you haven't tried it either?
Not yet.
What about you, Zach?
Oh yeah, many times. We travel to France quite a bit. The drinking age there is 16, but it's not like the French or my parents care, so... Not too bad. Could use some decanting, though.
Give me that. It smells kind of funky. Oh, it's sour.
Let me try. He's right. I think it's gone bad.
To truly appreciate wine, you need a more refined palate.
You want to try, Ruby?
I don't know.
I mean, I will if you will.
Okay. Drink, 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 drink.
Yuck.
Huh. I quite like it.
See, you need to be more sophisticated like our British friend over here.
Ooh, sophisticated, you say? Am I refined and sophisticated enough now with my fancy napkin hat?
Is that supposed to be me? Oh, rude.
You look like a pirate.
I like that. Compliments me, Spyglass.
Oh, God.
Or, as they say.
It's a terrible pirate voice.
Why join the Navy when you can be a pirate?
Oh, God, who says that?
I don't know, but I think I heard it in a commercial.
Commercial? Lame.
Ah, you better be careful making fun of me, eye patch. I'll make you watch me, all of you.
Oh,
my
God.
What
so
do you mean,
bad.
Though? My ass is beautiful. You know what? Take this.
Oh, what?
Well, guys.
Did you just throw a roll at me?
Oh, snap.
I was aiming for Carmen.
Wow, what is this? What? You're on.
No, it was an awful loss.
Oh, my God.
Seriously, guys?
Frankie.
Oh, my God. Frankie. You're dead.
Oh, Zach, pass me the wine.
Everything.
Oh, guys, guys, guys.
What was that? Maybe it's the horses coming back?
It could be the bride and the groom.
Oh, shit, or the other infected.
Someone is out there.
Can you see? Blaine, are they back?
Worse. It's Pierce.
To be continued in the next episode of We're Alive, Scout's Honor. And now, a word from our sponsors.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Yeah.
Stand by for a message from your trusty camp counselors from Emerald Bay. Underage drinking is definitely not something our staff would ever encourage. While it may be customary in other countries to partake on certain occasions, that's a decision for your parents to make. After all, they are the ones responsible for looking after you. Or, well, they should be. And with that, here's who brought you this audio adventure.
You've been listening to We're Alive, Scout's Honor. Produced by Wayland Productions. Written by Elisa Elliott and Casey Wayland. Created and directed by Casey Wayland. Starring
Bowden Michael McConnell as Franklin.
Julian Vidorasaga as Blaine.
Dylan Rich as Zach.
Isabella Buer as Ruby.
Riley Jackson as Carmen.
And I'm Michael Swan. Additional voices by Blair Wayland, K.C. Wayland. Produced by K.C. Wayland. Co-producers Elisa Elliott and Victoria Chang. Editing and sound design by Jaina Nishioka. Music composed by Robert Mai. Theme music by Danny Burkhoff Hopkins. Vocal cut editing by Nikki Spina. Assistant editor Tim Mulhern. Post-production supervisors Victoria Chang and K.C. Wayland. Orchestrations by Robert Mai. Music assistance by Evan Tamani. Recording and engineering by Wayland Productions. Recording engineer Victoria Chang. Script supervisor Gino Jang. Production assistants Dimitri Keo, Isabella Miller, and Holly Megan Scott. COVID compliance officer Holly Megan Scott. Casting by Eisenberg Beans Casting. This has been a Theater for the Mind by Wayland Productions.